parts of the world. So wherever you go in the world, there'll be different traditions of what to eat. There'll be different stories and variations about all sorts of things. And in fact, for many people, it just becomes very hard to separate the historic facts about the birth of Jesus from all the fairy tales and the legends and the myths that have been added. But that's what we need to do. We need to be able to work out what we really know historically about Jesus and what is just the things we've added on. I'm going to ask you to do something in a minute. Also, we need to be able to celebrate Christmas by separating from all the money we spend and all the money we make during Christmas. Right, you've got 2 minutes to talk to your neighbour. This is what I'm setting you. You've got £50, okay? And you've got to celebrate Christmas with five people, so you and four others. I want you to work out with the people round about you, if you had just £50 to spend and you had five people for the whole of the Christmas time, how would you spend that £50? Okay, you've got 2 minutes, then I'm going to ask a few of you. That's the task that I'm setting you. £50. You might have to tap the person in front of you. Say hi. You can't say take the money and hide away. You can't say I'd go on a fast. To spend everything, and then January the 2nd arrives. Okay, I'm going to ask this group here, I'll ask Sarah, listen to other people. How would you spend your £50 making Christmas special for five people?
Five people, lunch, chicken, potatoes, that would be about £10, and then two bottles of wine at £10, so that would be £20, £2 for crackers, making Christmas crackers with the things inside from Poundland, so that would be like £2.22, drinks, juice, maybe like £3 worth, £25. Give gifts around maybe £5 for each gift. That's 25 and 23. Yeah, so that's £48.
£50. Right, they've at least got a lunch. They haven't got much for the rest of Christmas, but right, so chicken, candles, wine, little gifts. That was their £50. Okay. Anybody got a different type of Christmas? Anybody thinks theirs is a bit different? Okay. Who shall I pick? Go on then, Emma. Tell us about your Christmas for £50.
Well, it's not really different, but it's a little bit. Because, like, we spend about how much on cards? But we spent rice and turkey for about...
£10,
and then cards and crackers about another £10 for everyone, and then you could put the remaining money in their cards for their present.
All right. Okay. Well, again, you've got sort of food. So we've all decided you've got to have food at Christmas, haven't we? That you've got to have the Christmas meal. And we've talked about presents, we've talked about cards. Anything anybody else wanted to get that nobody's mentioned in their £50, Pauline? You would give something to charity, okay? She's a good lady. Right. You might think the other four people were charity if they weren't bringing any money, but that's true. Jim, what would you do?
Probably look at going around all the quick sale counters of the local shops and that, getting the food, and then with the five people actually going out and giving it to people who didn't have any food, because then you'd give them the true meaning of Christmas.
Oh, he's so... I'm going to stand and touch his aura. He's a very holy man. I don't quite know what I'd do, actually. It's very hard, isn't it? You can do an awful lot with £50. And I do like a glass of wine, but I would have to say... If I only had £50, I probably wouldn't spend on that. I don't know. Jeff would probably say I would, but it would be red. But I don't know I would. Go on then, Helen. You're doing New Year's Day for us.
We decided we'd go out on Christmas Eve, just before the shops were shutting, because then they needed to get rid of everything. So, and we get a Christmas tree down the road because they're trying to get rid of them for a very small amount of money. So,
so you'd sometimes wait till the last minute and try and get. You can fall foul of that. Jeff and I once tried to wait for a goose in, was it Waitrose? And then it was just maniac, and they all died for it, and we screamed and ran out the shop. It wasn't a good idea, but there you go. It's interesting what we really think is needed for Christmas. When we think about the Christmas adventure, though, the point I want to make today, that Christmas was a really hazardous thing, a dangerous thing to happen. Bernie and Jim told us in the Holiday Club and Winter Wonderland that Jesus was a hero who came into a dangerous world. Don't know if you remember that, that actually it was a dangerous world. And Jesus came on a rescue mission, and that was what was mentioned on the video. And, you know, sometimes the world can be a very dangerous place. And in many parts of the world, it's not safe. We live in a relatively safe part of the world, as was mentioned in some of our hopes for the future. You know, Jesus must have been frightened sometimes when he came to this world. And you know, Jesus came not because he was paid to come, but because he was so concerned about the problems of the world and that human beings have. The song says, filled with compassion for all creation, Jesus came into a world that was lost. There was but one way that he could save us, only through suffering, death on a cross. God, you are waiting, your heart is breaking for all the people who live on the earth. And it was a dangerous place. And I just like to think, just for a couple of moments before we sing a little bit more and finish our service, just how dangerous the world was to Jesus. We read this in the Bible. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. But it's not for want of trying, is it? God sent his messenger, a man named John, who came to tell the people about the light so that they all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell about the light. This was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on everyone. The Word was in the world, and though God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him. So he gave them the right to become God's children. Just to get him used to living in the darkness and still shining out, Jesus came to live inside a woman's belly. He came and lived in Mary's womb, in the darkness. He was in a safe place, but a dark place. And with Mary, he had to journey over rough ground to Bethlehem, to a little town in Judea, so that Joseph could register his family, the Roman census. There was no room in any inn or any house. So as far as we know, some of the distant relatives of Joseph squeezed Mary and Joseph into the house. And so there was a little privacy. The birth happened in the back of the house, where the animals were kept, and the baby was wrapped, as was the custom, in strips of cloth and laid in a manger. It wasn't brilliantly sterile, not a particularly clean place to give birth. In fact, it's like the place most women in most of the world give birth. But here Jesus was born and laid in an animal's manger. And had done a risk assessment, as John mentioned, I'm sure they would have rated it as unfit for human birth, perhaps like some of our hospitals. But how grateful the desperate Mary and Joseph must have been for the warmth and the place of rest. And the world had waited for this birth, hadn't it? But it passed most of the world by. Just the same as this Christmas, the birth of Jesus will pass most people by. Even with angels singing in the sky and shepherds rushing down to see the one they were told was the Christ, there were probably many, even in Bethlehem, that little town, who knew nothing about that birth. Jesus' arrival was a safe delivery and no doubt celebrated by somewhat confused Mary and Joseph. Later, when they moved into the main part of the house and were visited by the Magi, the wise men from the east, They must have been the talk of the town. Have you seen those foreigners coming with all their strange clothes and the animals that they bring? But later, after Mary and Joseph have fled with the baby, the real danger came to Bethlehem. And because of Jesus' coming, people died. In the attempt to extinguish the life of the prophesied king of the Jews, Herod sent his troops to Bethlehem to kill every boy child under the age of two, probably about 20 or so boy infants. And the life of Jesus was spared at this time because of a warning given via the angels. So the Christmas adventure is extremely hazardous for Jesus, as evil darkness right from the beginning tries to put the light out. And that's something we need to think about at Christmas, the reality of the evil darkness and the powers that will seek to extinguish the light and the truth. And that's going on now. And at various occasions in the life of Jesus, when people didn't like what he said and claimed, they tried to put the light out again and to destroy him, even trying to throw him over the side of a cliff. In the end, the powerful managed to bribe a jealous and greedy friend to betray him. Jesus spoke the truth. They arrested him in the darkest of the night because, as was prophesied, he exposed the secret thoughts of people's hearts. And that's what Jesus does. He exposes what we're really like. And that's why they wanted to shut him up. So when we look at the little baby, we need to recognize that right from the beginning, the darkness wanted to put that light out. And even when he let them kill him, not striking back, they couldn't keep him down. The dark powers who had tried to silence the truth many times and will always try and silence truth speakers could not hold out against Jesus, the true light. When we think of all the soft music, the sentimental thoughts, ideas around Christmas, then we also need to give time not just to marvel at the wonder of human birth and life, which is utterly amazing, but also to think about why God came into the world in Jesus Christ, born as a human baby, why he came to challenge the darkness, what he came to do. The light shines in the darkness has never put it out. But the Christmas story is about celebration and light, but it is also about darkness and the attempt to put the light out. But our rejoicing is that no one succeeded, and that light burns bright. And that's why we have hope, because truth has been spoken and lived and proved that it is stronger than darkness. So whenever we see that child, that very special child, we know that he is a special child, different from every other human being, so that every human being can have hope and every young child that's born can come into a world where there still is hope. So all those things we hoped for, we mentioned earlier, I believe are possible through Jesus Christ. I'm sure you do. We're going to listen to a lovely song that three people are taking part in, Zoe, Dami, and Helen.